Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Isaiah chapter 40, verses 8, 10, and 11. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom.
Voltaire, the French Enlightenment writer, who died in 1778, said that 100 years after his death, the church would wither to insignificance and Christianity would fade into history. He also felt the Bible would share the same fate. In not more than half that time, Christianity continued to spread at a significant rate, with the growth of the church worldwide causing an even greater need for Bibles. Ironically, many of these Bibles were printed in Voltaire's house and printing press by the Geneva Bible Society, which had purchased Voltaire's former home. Isaiah tells us, quote, "The word of our God stands forever," unquote, which history continues to bear out as true, and that, quote, "the Lord God will come with might," unquote. This verse is obviously a reference to Jesus and can be applied to both his first and second coming. But pause to reflect on this idea for a moment. It relates to the Bible as well. The Bible is the advent of our Lord in the hearts of people each time it is read and proclaimed. It comes with might and power, and its proclamation is the way that the Good Shepherd tends his flock and gathers his lambs. Although the Bible has been under attack in every age, and particularly so in our day, the truth of Isaiah's words will stand just as they did in Voltaire's time. So don't be disheartened by critics. Continue to read your Bible and proclaim its truth. Keep the Bible and its teachings central to your life, and Jesus will always be present with you.
Lord of lords and King of kings, your word endures forever. With the book of the Bible, you have given us the wisdom of your mind, the character of your heart, and a roadmap to study for guidance as we travel through this earthly life. You lead us on the safe path and steer us away from obstacles to avoid. You give us a destination so that we don't wander around aimlessly, stumbling in the dark and missing the purpose for our lives. The Bible proclaims the truth of your word and remains relevant for all times, all people, and all places. Its claims stand uniquely distinct and apart from all other historical texts, philosophies, and world religions. We can stand tall in our faith and be confident in our commitment. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord. Truly, you have given us the book of life and your presence within. We have read the ending and anticipate with great joy our life eternal with you.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.